podemos começar. Não, Coimbra é só às 3h30. Portanto, eu não sei, falamos em inglês? Pode ser em inglês?
Só vejo as duas.
Só nos...
Só vejo as duas.
Ah. Só nos consegue ver as duas do meio. Não, já vai ver, já vai ver. Já está, já está. Já está, já consegue ver todos. Isto são as maravilhas da tecnologia. I suggest we speak in English so that Lynn will understand the meeting.
Thanks a lot.
So to begin with, I'll just say that Lynn was telling me that we have different habits regarding the programs, and I was letting her know that yes, we will have the names of the people on the program, the skeleton of the program that I've sent her. Was just for her to know the outline of the program, but we do have a version of the program with all the people in.
Right.
But we are to have a slight modification on the original program, due to the fact that we are holding the conference here at the Parliament. So I would not suggest to begin with the plan that we had. So, checking the last time working that we had to do, everything is concluded, except for the hotel prices, because we couldn't do this job as we didn't know exactly where the conference was to be held. So we would have to look for hotels nearby the conference, and also yes, it's already here. And also with the communication and company that we are working with them every day. So it's not concluded. Then slide three. Some of the tasks that we had were taken off because. We made the division of the people for the workshops and the jobs and the tasks instead of asking them. So this, but just to say that from all the tasks that we had, everything is accomplished. It's nearby, everything accomplished. So I suggest we go to point two. And point two is the budget and the divulgation of the event and the material to use. So some of the things that we had, it's a bit small, but I hope everyone can read. We had talked about €4,900 for the communication company, but this way, with this company, it will be a bit cheaper because it will be under €3,700. For all, so maybe we will have some money to do some other parts, and that's why I've put everything there again. So we now know that API Pharma will give us the pens and papers for the conference. So it's now marked as zero, and also for the place, the venue, it will also be for free. So it's also zero there. And apart from that, I on the left you can see that some points were merged. So now points 1, 2, 3 and a bit of 5, it's all together and it's the first line. And then that number 4, it's still there, but as we talked the other time, this is probably not interesting because we can send the diplomas over by email and we don't have to spend this money. Then the catering, we had €12 per person. I now put I've now put €15 per person, but in the end of this meeting we will have to talk with the subsecretary of the parliament to ask him how should we do this, because I don't know exactly how it works here with the catering, if we are to choose any company at all to serve, or if we have to use one of the companies they work with, and if they have some company that's cheap or something. So we...
I think there is no problem with the companies because I have had several meetings there before, and we can choose the catering ourselves. So I don't expect any problems there, though of course it's better to talk to the responsible person over there, of course.
Coughing there. Because I brought the baby with me, so he's there. He's also participating in this meeting. He's very social. So, yes, but we still have to find a company that makes this 15 euros or 12 euros per person for the catering. I put 15 instead of 12 because I'm not sure if we should have something on the beginning of the meeting on the 27th, before the meeting begins. And that's why I increased 3 euros, because I'm not sure of this. As before, the total amount will depend on the number of participants. So that's another thing that we should talk, how many participants will we have, or how will we do this. Then there's also another thing, is that after inviting people to be a speech or a discussion animator, we should pay them the traveling expenses and the lodgement. So I made an assumption that for each workshop we would have 4 people. That's why we have 2 plus 6 plus 6 plus 24. 38 people, and I assume that 50% of those, that means 19, would be from outside Lisbon, so would need travel expenses and somewhere to spend the night. And so for the traveling, it would be this amount that you see here, 1,140 plus 1,710. And then the same thing we had, the traveling expenses and the lodgement expenses for the other participants. So this is, I put this soon because we have to have this on our minds as a background as we go on the meeting, and then we will have to get back to this page in order to decide how we will do this. Because the if you look at the next slide, we now have good news that we have 10,000 euros from the pharmaceutical industry. So, and plus the 5,000 from Eurordis.
That's good.
From the Montepio Geral, we got 0. They decided not to help us. And then we have other support from Tricks and Display, but it's not a monetary support. It's they are to do the TV and the radio spots for free. So this represents some money, but it's not money itself. So we have 15,000 euros.
I think it's very good that we end today on the 9th of February and hold this budget to organize the conference. I think we are in budget and even to have a major success, having the conference organized here at the Parliament. The company that will do the media coverage is good and will do a very decent job. And I think it has all the ingredients to be a very successful conference, I think. And we are totally in budget, so I think we are.
Yeah,
depends on the assumptions that we do, but I think it's good.
May I ask, what is the spot TV and radio, is that before the conference or during the conference?
So the idea is to broadcast for free,
okay,
as an institutional advertisement, the spot. These companies will prepare the spot. So they will take the Eurordis TV spot and they will add a panel with our conference.
Okay,
and
very
with
good.
Our name.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are trying to have someone known, publicly known, to make the locution to speak. Mm-hmm. So the spot will have a known voice. Mm-hmm.
So it will be like what, the last week before or last week on the day?
That will depend on the TV companies. Some years we had it for 3 weeks, some years we had it only for 1 week. It mm-hmm. depends on what they give us, because we are asking them for free.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's what we can get for free usually.
So what is the breakdown of the sponsorships of the companies? So apart from the Genzyme, that one I know.
Yeah, it's Pfizer.
Yeah, good.
And Genzyme. 2000? Genzyme, Pfizer.
Shire.
Biomarine and Shire. Yes. So Celgene was the one that didn't.
It's a pity, because in the beginning they told that they were going to sponsor, and you remember that, and talked with them. So.
And the mails that we have changed, that I've changed, Fermin looked very forward.
Positive, yeah.
Yes, and then he told me that they decided not to sponsor. But well.
But anyhow, I think 10,000 is a very good number.
Yes.
It paid off all the emails and
yeah, that's true.
And
phone all your work. It's all due to you. Thanks to you.
That's why you invited me.
That's why we invited you. That's what you said. No, we invited you because you wanted to have a representative from the pharmaceutical industry. No, but it's very good. And we apart from the spots, mm-hmm. I don't know if perdemos. Ah, perdemos agora, foi por bocadinho, foi? Okay. So for the broadcasting, we have the TV and the radio. We hope to have. This is the communication company that is to relate to the TV and radio companies. But as long as we have the spots, it's possible. At least every year we were able to put it somewhere. But for that we need the companies. And also because Jorge already knows this that I'm going to say, so I'm going to say it now. We already have the Mediatek ambassador. It's Professor Saklarich.
Mm-hmm.
We lost him, but they are trying to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The scientific
ambassador. That's Professor Saklarich. Okay. He's a previous Israel
Secretary of State of
Health.
And he's going to be a
the scientific ambassador of the Rare Disease Day for Portugal, and he will moderate the plenary session.
The first plenary session.
It's not the opening anymore.
No,
no. Because we have to include. Okay, let's jump. Then we'll have
to the program.
Because in the previous one,
you have an opening.
Yes, but we can't have it.
No.
We have to have an official opening session that has to be during the afternoon, because in the morning, on Fridays. Estamos de volta, Jorge. Estou a explicar aqui a questão do programa e dos embaixadores, que o Jorge já está dentro do assunto.
Não, porque isto é com um mute. Claro, se for capitão, aparece aqui no canto.
Já vamos.
Direito, o símbolo do microfone não cortado, se for cá.
A próxima vez.
Mas não estou ouvindo. Estão a falar.
This was to avoid everyone to come to this
room. Lamentamos, mas não estamos a ouvir nada deste lado.
Já ouvem?
Não conseguimos ouvir.
Se já puser o telefone lá.
Também é uma possibilidade. Se estiverem no telefone, podemos ligar.
Isto é melhor que isso. Well, so the thing is, being here at the Parliament, we must have an official opening session. That is unusual to invite the President of the Parliament to preside. So we had here a little problem, because we had already invited Professor Saklarich to preside the opening
Sim,
session.
Claro, and also, estamos na primeira parte da reunião, é só
as the parliament works are during the morning Fridays, okay. It's not good to have it during the morning. So we will have to make a slight exchange and have the official opening session in the beginning of the afternoon.
And shared by the president of the parliament.
Well, the thing we thought would be good is to have the first plenary session in the morning, and Professor Sacolides will moderate it, as he was too. Then in the beginning of the afternoon, if you can see slide 8, in the beginning of the afternoon, we will have the official opening session that will be presided by the president at 2 p.m., presided by the president, and we'll have Professor Sacolides as the mediatic, scientific ambassador. He will be on the table. He will be there. So he will.
You have Professor preside. Sacolides, and you have the president of the parliament.
The president of the parliament will preside. Then, so if you can jump to slide 9, you have the invitations there. So. The official opening session would have all those people, if you agree, or some other people that we decide here to have. So it would be the parliament president, the president of the health commission.
Who is this gentleman or lady?
The commission, the health commission.
Is Antonia
Santos. It's a woman.
Maria Antonia. Ah, no, eh?
I don't know. We have to find out.
Saúde,
I know it's a woman because Maria Blaine told me she had talked with her, so I know it's a woman. Well, we will find out. Then we were to, if you agree, if we all agree, to invite the health general
Almeida
secretary.
Santos. Maria Antónia Almeida Santos, não é a presidente da Comissão de Saúde.
Temos de descobrir.
Mas eu vou ver aqui. Deixa eu ver que vejo na internet.
So the director, the general director of health, he's part of the steering committee, but he has shown only once. But we could invite him to be in this opening session. There should be someone from the steering committee. I don't, and also from the Portuguese Alliance.
You should be there.
Then we think I or Inês should be there. But I think I personally think that's why it's Orphanet is here. That Orphanet should also be there.
Agreed.
And then the scientific ambassador, Professor Sacolides, and the mediatic ambassador that we are still working on. Currently, for the mediatic ambassador, we've tried some people. We are now inviting Vasco Palmeirim. You know, he's a radio entertainer, and also he also makes TV shows. He's young.
And he's not connected yet.
I'm trying to explain to you.
No, it's okay. Yeah,
Well, we still have an invitation that is waiting for an answer for a Portuguese singer, Ana Bacalhau, of the group De Olinda. But as we didn't have an answer and we have to record the radio spot, we have the availability of the studio for this Thursday or Friday. We really have to find someone. That's why we are so in a hurry to find someone. And so we are still waiting, but even if we have two positive answers, it will be okay because it's a couple. It's a mediatic couple that's ambassador, so it's no problem. And also when I invited Professor Sacolides, because I was the one who called him, I told him that Professor Sacolides had given me the contact. He was really nice. He was really nice, and I explained to him everything about the conference, about Alianza, and he said, yes, I accept, just send me more information so that if someone asks me, I know what to say and I can intervene and have a positive contribution. So he was really nice, And I also told him that we were to invite someone for the mediatic. I told him so that no one would be hurt. So he's aware. These were the entities that these are the entities we have to decide if we agree mm-hmm. to invite to the official opening session. Mm-hmm. Ah, because it's gone. Então, sim. Caiu o sinal daqui, estás a dizer do Porto. Ah, aqui estão a dizer-me que vocês têm que ligar daí.
Mas aqui estamos sem sinal de rede, porque eu quis ir à internet.
Não, eu tenho rede, eu tenho rede.
Não é rede telefónica.
Ah, já estamos, agora já vos estamos a ver.
Não é rede telefónica, é internet.
Quem é que gostaria de vir primeiro?
Ótimo, ótimo. Não ouvem eles ainda, continuam sem ouvir.
It's still on the phone.
Yeah. I'm talking. Mm. It's here in my earphone. Oh, okay. Earpiece. He's talking with me.
Okay,
sorry. See. Então eu posso pôr em alta voz? Quer que eu ponha em alta voz? Ah, eu ligar para aí, não é? Ok? Eu posso ligar para si, eu posso ligar para si. Para o fixo. Ok, então diga-me o número. Dois, 220 408 254. Liga-se para aí. Ok. Ok. Ok, Jorge. Tá, obrigada. Até já. Portanto, eles não conseguem ouvir-nos.
Isto no dia da conferência aconteceu.
Mas a conferência vamos já todos cá. Já nos consegue ouvir, Jorge? Agora não vos estamos a ouvir. Será que tem o microfone desligado desse lado?
Sim, estava desligado.
Pronto, ótimo.
Agora já estamos a ouvir.
Ok, fantástico. Pois. Ok, nós estávamos aqui a falar sobre o programa, saltámos um bocadinho. Estávamos aqui nos slides 8 e 9. Eu estava a explicar, aproveitei como o Jorge estava em baixo para explicar aquilo que o Jorge já está, porque fomos falando ao longo da semana passada e do fim de semana sobre isto. Portanto, esta parte dos convites a fazer para a sessão oficial de abertura, a questão de termos que ter esta sessão oficial de abertura por causa da reunião ser aqui, e era aí que estávamos, está bem? Portanto, o Jorge estava dentro. Because I was talking to George during the weekend and last week, so he already knew everything that I was saying. So,
Have you talked to the protocol?
Yes.
Have.
Well, I'm still to talk with the Secretary General, General Secretary from the Parliament in the end of these meetings today. I agreed with him to talk to him. To have everything arranged, but these are the. I will talk to him and tell him that this is our intention, and if he says that something has to be different due to the protocol, then we will have to arrange stuff. But presently, supposedly, this is okay. This is what I know. Okay, then. So, are we okay with the opening session and the first plenary session? Okay, then going on. There on slide 9 also, you can find that I've written there that I think we should invite Data Protection Commission for the second workshop to attend because of the patient registries. So, I think apart from inviting them as an entity to be at the conference if they wish, I think we should enlighten specifically the workshop too.
Yeah, if they could appoint someone to that workshop, it would be very useful.
Yeah.
I have doubts that they would.
I will talk to the president.
Yeah, it's better to talk to the president.
I'm working there currently, so I will ask. I will tell her. I will try to tell her and see what she says, and let her know that it would be very important for us to know exactly what we can do and how can we do it, because it's very important to have these registries, but every law has to be complied with. So if they could have someone there to help, because I'm in the technical department, not the juridical one, so maybe, I don't know, I'm not hearing that quality, but maybe I can talk to her, and apart from the official invitation, to talk to her about that.
Because it's a change in the dynamics, because normally they are reactive and then you are putting them sitting there proactive.
They are to be reactive to what we say, to what is said during the workshop. So, well, I'll ask.
At least give a try.
I think that... Caiu novamente, não foi?
At least give a try.
But at least if working there, it's something to help us.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
but maybe it's also a matter of saying that this conference is also about informing and educating everyone the kind of share in the Red Sea's area. So it could be good for them just to be there. If they don't want to speak and so forth, it would still be good for them to be there
this
and get more knowledge
say.
About
that's
the problems.
I will talk. The president is a very accessible person.
Right.
It's,
okay.
It's not someone that's over there. I can go there and talk to her directly.
Okay.
So to
it's a very good
knock
idea.
On her.
Yeah.
It's not someone that I had to ask. I have to ask for a meeting, another meeting. No, it's not that case. So
no. You can just
So it's good. So you agree with this?
Absolutely.
And then for the closing session, Dr. Maria Blaine suggested that we would ask the health minister to be at the closing session and not the opening session, because we are to make our reivindications in the end. So it's better if he's there to listen to what we have to ask for, not in the beginning, that we still don't have any conclusions.
Yeah.
Okay? So... I don't know if someone else should be invited to this closing session. We already have a moderator, that's Dr. Gloria Isidro.
Mm-hmm.
She will moderate the closing session. We will have to time. We will have to give some time for each workshop. We should decide that today also. Já nos ouve?
Sim, já estou.
Okay. So, everyone agreed with asking the Data Protection Commission to be at the workshop too, and we were talking about the closing session, inviting the Minister of Health, and should we invite someone else? Because we have the closing session beginning at 11:30 in the morning. We didn't define for how long it would be. I think we talked about having it for 1 hour and a half, I think it was. So we should think how long each workshop moderator and or rapporteur would have to report to the General Assembly, to the plenary, the results. How long usually?
I think that depends. That depends on what task the chairs and the moderator or the rapporteurs is given, and I think that's something we should discuss maybe now or maybe later. I can tell you, in two different conferences, I've seen it work that they are giving the task of reporting back, not the discussion, not all the suggestions, because that would be in a written report, but asked to pick two concrete suggestions on how to put forward the whole area of rare diseases.
Mm.
And it's a bit tough for the chairs and the rapporteurs, and someone in the workshop might feel that it's not the right two suggestions to put forward. But then you can consider opening the floor and giving it, if someone says, I do not agree, I think this should also be there, and so forth. And if you use that model, you should allow at least 10 minutes per workshop.
Yeah.
But not much more than that, because it's not up for debate as such. They are to present the two concrete suggestions,
mm-hmm.
and then the floor is given to others from the workshop to add something or to underline something. and then the rest of the audience can ask questions, but not starting debating and saying, I don't think so, and so forth, because that will be at another meeting. And I've seen it work in the way that you end up with having, when you have a report, you end up having the full report of the workshops with all the suggestions and discussions.
And no one listens.
And then, and then you end up with a short list of suggestions. And I think that that works pretty well when you have to do the report, and hopefully also after when you have to do your lobby for making them come true.
So we should give for each workshop 10 minutes
yes.
to present and discuss.
Yes, but it has to be very strict, and it has to be extremely
that's
clear
why we
to
have
the
a
chairs.
Moderator. That we have a moderator for this
yes.
last session.
And it should be clear to him, but especially to the or her, but especially to the workshop chairs. So they know what we expect from them, and they have to pick two concrete suggestions and be very strict on sticking to the topics. It's something I thought we might discuss in the next session as well of the meeting.
Yeah.
But I see the but I see the
I don't know if two is not too little.
No, but you can say three.
If two or three are very strong, I think it's better to focus on the streamlining
on those.
That message then.
Two or three main conclusions or proposals. Conclusions or proposals.
Yeah, because I would say proposals because, but that is also the discussion about what the workshops are for. And I think they, you know, you do in the plenary, you do a kind of status on the situation in Portugal. You might need to expand a bit on that in the workshop, depending on the topics.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's not so much conclusions like we have a lack of information. It should be a suggestion. We have a lack of information, and therefore we should.
Yeah.
And it should be the therefore we should part.
But even during the workshop, if you have like 6 or 7 ideas, then you can democratically decide which are the most important 2 or 3 ideas, and then present that, and then discuss the solution. I have doubts that, for instance, if you even have 6 or 7 suggestions, that will be. That there will be time enough to discuss in depth all the ideas. So probably you get in the end 2 or 3 very good suggestions, very well detailed and with a deep discussion.
Yeah, that would be my advice as well.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot from the chairs and it takes a lot from the moderator because people would probably like to highlight a number of different topics.
Yeah, but if we have 10 minutes for each workshop, it's already 1 hour time.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we also have to think that people will take a bit, 1 minute, 2 minutes to change. So 1 hour and a half, I think we will end the conference by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so this takes us back to slide number 9 of who to invite to this round table of the closing session. We will have the moderators or rapporteurs of the workshops, one or the other.
Yeah, the one that will moderate and or the other one that takes the notes.
Yeah, one
and
of
then
those.
They decide in advance, of course.
One of those, the moderator itself or herself. And the health minister, we would invite him and someone else?
If I were to invite the health minister, I would probably not demand too much of him. I would ask him to be there to hear about the results of the conference.
Yeah.
You know, and also saying that the plenary at the end will be used for putting forward ideas on how to proceed with rare diseases in Portugal. And we would be so happy if he or she, I don't even know,
it's a he,
would listen what the reality of the rare disease patients are and what our suggestions might be.
Mm-hmm.
And if he so desire, he would be more than welcome to reflect on what he has heard. You know, he can stand up and get the scene and say, now I've heard this, I've blah, 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 thank you so much. That would what I would ask of him, because then he has the opportunity to take the floor, but he doesn't have to prepare too much.
No, but usually when you invite someone to be there, they they speak if they want to. Yeah. They are invited to be there, but they can speak or not as they wish. Okay. And a lot of times they will send someone else on their behalf.
Yeah, most likely he will delegate in the Secretary of State.
But I think that would be a great resolve. I mean, the important thing would be that.
And if he delegates in Leo Lacoste, it's also very good because he's a physician.
Mm-hmm.
Second, at PIVAIO we already engage in discussions about rare diseases. He also, in October, the Secretary of Health was opening the annual conference of PIVAIO, talking about clinical trials and orphan drugs. So he knows what we are talking about. Okay. He knows the things that are going to be pushed forward. And if it is Leo Lacoste, it's also okay.
I think that
most likely you will delegate.
The conference is 2.5 weeks away, so I think that anyone from the ministry would be great because then you
can.
And if they are there, you know, they have heard what you have to say and what all these people who contributed to your suggestions had to say, and I think that would be a tremendous success.
But one thing that. So have you already sent the invitation to the Minister of Health?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, because we were to close the program today, so that invitation should follow tomorrow.
Yeah, but if you send the invitation to the Minister of Health, let me know, then I send an email to the other person.
Okay.
And what about someone from the social services?
Yeah.
Inês was asking if... did you hear? If we should invite someone also from the Social Services Ministry.
Yeah. That's exactly what...
For disclosing. It was the same thing you were to say?
That was exactly what I was giving, proposed. And as well as someone from the... someone from DGS, Directorate General, and from the Commission, the Health Commission of at the Parliament. I think they might be
also for the closing session, not only for the opening session.
Also for the closing session, yes.
So we were inviting the DGS and the Health Commission both for the opening and closing sessions.
And the social services minister or delegate, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it will come, but we'll see.
Sorry. George was speaking. Just let him... What were you saying, George?
I don't know if they will come, but... I don't know if they will come.
Yes.
But it will be important if they are, and at least that they are invited.
Okay. So we are inviting these four people... Sorry. To speak in the final... In the closing session,
I would invite them to listen and say that if they want to reflect on the lessons learned when the reporting from the workshops are over, they're more than welcome. Mm-hmm. But that would be the style kind of, because if you have to go through the system and they have to prepare speech and so forth, they are bound not to.
But I don't think that in Portugal we can invite the minister of health just to attend. I think we invite him. You don't invite him to speak, but it's supposed that if you invite, he will speak, right?
Yeah, No, he will. He will present the conclusions and the final message for sure.
Fine, very
good.
But
he can be in the first row or listening to the last to the presentations
in the
of the workshops, and then he will conclude. The only thing about this is that normally. They have a written speech, so
it's already defined.
So, but the minister, with the Secretary of State, sometimes it's quite different. He also speaks without.
Okay, George's turn.
If we ask the minister or the Secretary of State to close the session, that will be a different thing. So we would begin the plenary session by hearing the conclusions from the workshops, and then the representative of the ministry would have the closing words and can say whatever they want to say. And that I think that will solve the problem that you are discussing.
So we all agree that we should invite the Minister of Health to close the closing session.
Yes.
And the others that we've talked about to
social
be at the closing session.
Okay.
So the Social Services Minister, the DGS, then the Health
Commission. He's from the
student committee. Will be there.
To invite someone who's from the organization.
It's supposed to have the steering committee on the first row. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And what about? What about Infarmed? Possibly as well.
That should we invite them to specifically, because we have a lot of entities that are somewhere. Where are they? That's like 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of entities that we decided to invite, and Infarmed is already there. So. All these entities we are to invite to be at the conference. The question here is, should we invite them specifically to be at a part of the conference, or we are just going to invite them to for the conference? That's the doubt here, right? What do you think, Josh? Should we ask Infarmed specifically to be at the closing session?
I think they will not be at the whole session, so we have to be very careful to pick up what be the most important time for them to be. And the most important time will, of course, be the plenary session at the end.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay. What do the rest of the people think?
Yes.
Yeah, do you agree?
I agree.
So the invitation should talk about the conference, but specifically state that we would like to have them at the
closing session.
Yeah. Okay.
And what about Happy Farm?
Closing session.
Happy yes, Pharma, but must be here.
Happy Farm should be. We have two pages.
Oh, two yeah. pages. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks. So. Do we agree that the program is closed now, or do we have anything else
it's
to
not
add?
No.
Is it okay? At 11 a.m. reception and welcome, then at 11:30 the first plenary session for 1 hour and a half, lunchtime for 1 hour, half an hour for the official opening session, then 15 minutes just for people to spread, and then 2 hours for the workshops, half an hour coffee break, 2 hours for the other workshops. And then we begin early on Saturday with 2 hours also for workshops, then half an hour for coffee break, and 1 hour and a half for the plenary session. And, so we should write here that at 13 hours, at 1 p.m. it's farewell.
I'm not sure this is the right time to bring it up, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
thank you. It's some of the conferences done within Europlan has had this kind of debrief session run by the Europlan project. It was actually closed down in the middle of the autumn because for the last conferences there was not this big need, because the debrief session is about what the Europlan project might do for the authorities in order to educate the authorities on how to deal with rare disease patients and plants and so forth. But there is still, I managed to get a debrief session in 2 weeks ago when I did the Danish conference, and I talked to the crew from Eurodis and Europlan, and they said that it might be possible to do a debrief session in Portugal if you so desire.
But I think that there was the conference that was held in the ISA 2 months ago or something,
yes,
was already regarding the European project, wasn't it? There was
a two-day
conference.
It was about joint action.
I'm not, what kind of conference?
Jan Lekam was here and some other people from Euroartis.
Yes, it was on...
But I think that has been within the joint action, that's not
joint
Europlan.
Action, yes.
Okay.
That's not Europlan.
So this debrief session, we should have it during the Europlan conference?
Yes, a long time ago, I didn't follow up on that, and maybe I should have. I sent you this format on the debrief session, and it's the idea is to, after the conference, bring together around the same table the authorities and the steering committee. The authorities should, of course, also be a part of the steering committee. To say, so okay, what have we learned, and what is next? And the good part is that it's a forum where someone else is moderating. It will be the Europlan project moderating the session, saying to the patients, so regarding workshop one, what would be your biggest needs? And the authorities is put in a kind of position where they have to respond. That's a good part. The bad part is that there are no obligations whatsoever. It's just another piece of paper coming out of the conference, and it actually takes quite a bit of work also for you or who else is going to report on the conference.
So we should have this in the afternoon?
It would be directly after the conference, yes. And it will take about an hour.
Saturday afternoon.
Yes. And it depends because the authorities have to agree, of course. If they're not there, there's no point.
I'd say that this was my fault, really, because I told them that we would have to meet after the conference in order to prepare. So this debrief session, I didn't understand that we would have the authorities. I thought it was you and us from the steering committee that were to begin preparing the report.
The report. Oh. We can do that, of course. But the idea of the debrief session is that the authorities are there as well.
Okay, so that way we
officer. What about if they are present? I doubt that they are present at the closing session, and then they come back in the afternoon for a meeting. So the only way I see it happening would be to have some sandwiches, a light lunch immediately afterwards with us and the authorities, whoever they remains from the.
And the debrief session would be during light lunch.
Yeah, immediately after the otherwise they will.
That is the general idea. It is the general idea is to do it right after the conference, and then of course by the hour of the day, naturally to have a bit to eat or whatever at the same time. But it's not something that you have to do. It's just that it might be possible to do it, and it would be the Europlan team inviting the authorities to do this debrief session. It will not be something you have to deal with right now. What I can do, if you agree that you want to have this kind of session tonight, I'll write the Europlan team copying you and saying that you want to do the session, if they would take the necessary steps to find out if that is possible.
So they were to invite everyone? And
I think so. They didn't in Denmark, but we have the authorities very close in the steering committee. But as you said, he's just been there once or something.
Yeah, he's been there once.
Yeah.
And then with the Ebola problem, they just said they didn't have any rooms available for us to meet because everything was taken with Ebola. And so they stopped showing and they stopped having a room for us to meet and everything just because of Ebola. So
But
not that Ebola is not important, but it's,
what about it's making the that meeting at the end,
the brief session
just before lunch, because I'm afraid that people go out before lunch.
And it will be too late. It's not for everyone, it's just for the...
No.
Yes, I know,
just
I know.
How much do you need
but the entities, they don't stay for lunch.
How much time do you need to do the debriefing?
They say 1 hour, but it always is much more than that.
Yeah, because it's to present the conclusions. So it's not, if we are closing at 1 o'clock, it's impossible that we can take
a few sandwiches, a few sandwiches will help keeping them there.
Yeah, a few sandwiches, yes.
We did that in Denmark. We did the debrief session at 5 in the afternoon because the conference finished at 5. And by 6:30, everybody was so exhausted that it just kind of flop, 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 flop. And I think that the report we're getting out of this is not going to bring us any further. But it might be different here because you have this need to get closer to the authorities,
yes,
as I understand it. So it might be worth trying for to see
so
if you would
I would
come,
say that
they would
if they can arrange something that's immediately after the conference, like during the light lunch, and we are not the ones to invite, we will invite everyone for the conference, and then the European project itself will invite the authorities for the
I can ask them to do
sessions.
That.
Yeah. I think that that's
there
to
is
be
a
tried.
Chance, but
yes.
We, okay. I'd say that we are willing to do that, but if it is possible, then it will happen.
Okay.
If everyone agrees, if George agrees, and do you agree, George?
Okay. Now the sound is gone again.
No, no, he nope. Nodded.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
No. He just nodded. It wasn't me, the boys.
Okay, I'll write an email tonight when I get back to the hotel
I think
about this.
Okay.
Okay. So the debrief session.
And maybe, as I said, it also depends on the Europlan team if they can make it and so forth. But we'll find out in a few days. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that doesn't have to do with the program because
nope.
Our program is is now closed. Does anyone have any change to make on this problem? Okay. So we are not to make the final program with the names of the chairs and the reporters, not the speech animators, because that would take their job out of. They are supposedly anonymously in the middle of the others to propose things. So if everyone knows that they are proposing things because they already prepared they prepared the themes earlier on, it will take the purpose of the...
But when will you do this? Because it's 2.5 weeks to the conference.
No. We will never give the names of the speech animators. We will give the names of the moderators and the rapporteurs tomorrow when we send out the program.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, good.
I can show you. I'll show you
thank
later
you.
On the version with the names nervous. On. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this is closed. Just let me check. Okay, we can go on. This is already closed also. Okay. If we go a bit back to slide number 7. That has the support, the values, and also for the spreading of information. The amount of money that we are paying to the communication company includes 500 front and back leaflets and 500 front leaflets. Also, they are designing the poster, but they are not printing any.
Já está ligado, já pode ir começando a falar com as pessoas. Esta cama está bem ajustada. Acho que está. Pode sentar.
Podem ouvir.
Pronto. À partida está tudo bem, mas entretanto chega mais gente.
Obrigada.
Ai, penso que o microfone desligado. So we must decide. So the company is doing almost everything that we need for that amount of money, but it's not included, for instance, the information on Facebook, putting information on the Facebook page. We asked them for a budget, and we think it's very expensive. It's like when we are bargaining some item, and then we want to buy a second item. The second item is also always very expensive because we already had discount on the first one. And for the Facebook, they asked for 600 euros plus taxes. For putting one post every day for 2 weeks, before and after the conference. So it's very, very expensive. It's true they are to prepare the posts and put them. That's true, but we think it's very expensive. I don't know what you think.
I think it is expensive, but then can't we do that?
The thing is having time to do that.
Every morning to put that on the...
To make, to define, to write and to put and to post.
But it's not the same thing every day?
No, different posts every day.
Well, but just to put I'm a bit done with Facebook, but I use it, so... what about, is it like putting a picture every day in the Facebook, or
what is the purpose? The purpose is to generate interest and to recruit
people,
participants. You should have every day a post saying, do you know that this person is actually coming and talking about this, or is it more general on rare diseases, or what is the...
It's whatever we want. It's what we do.
Organize what they would say. They told me that they would make, for this price, they would build and post every day on Facebook.
I think it's very expensive, but I don't know. We don't have their expertise on making this kind of news, but also I don't know if we need that. It would be interesting if we could broadcast the conference, for instance, and people could intervene without being here in the... That would be helpful. Just to post one post every day, I don't know if it is interesting enough to spend money on.
But since the time for recruiting participants is quite short, you probably need all the channels that you can get.
We already have a Facebook page and we can post it.
Yes.
Things.
It's just a matter of who is going to do it.
Who is going to write the posts and post them. That's the thing.
I can post. The writing, well, we may work together.
He's the only one excused to come right yet.
No, the thing is, I personally... have spent these last 2 weeks, I have spent more than 4 hours each day just working for Europlan conference. And I personally don't have that amount of time, especially because I just returned to work and I still have the little baby. So that's why I asked for the price, and I'm bringing this here, even if it is expensive. It's really because it's very difficult for me to take 4 hours a day to do this. I'm saying maybe I work more than that.
I think that will take more time is to write the picture could be every day the same one, and the legend would be different every day, wouldn't it?
Well,
like that.
I think your conclusion should be that either you buy that solution and find the money, or you're not going to do it, because if you're going to do it half-hearted, it's
useless.
Everybody gets frustrated, especially you who's going to do it. Mm. So why not make a quick conclusion on either two?
Jorge, Philippe, could you help on writing this information sure. to post on Facebook?
Yes.
I don't have
you can't. George, can you? So give us some ideas on posts that we could put, one day we could put, do you know that we will have the European conference in Portugal? Do you know what it is? Then put a link to somewhere else or, I don't know.
Yes. And how long would it be?
We can do it in the ORFANET website and in the ORFANET Facebook page.
Yes, but okay, so we could share these posts, and when you
and
write a post, we would put that post also on our Facebook page.
Yes, exactly, and vice versa.
We have done in Red Diseases Denmark, we are doing one post each day up to Red Disease Day.
Yeah.
And quite a few of those are about Europlan. I can quickly translate them and send them.
Yeah.
Because
okay,
then
be
I'm
good.
Linking to the map where you can see all the strategies, and I'm linking to the blah, blah, blah.
Okay, great.
So I can do that. That's
great.
Maybe
yeah.
three or four
yeah.
posts you can you
okay.
can use for that. I'll do that tonight when I get back. So.
Okay. Great. So we are not buying this. Then, roll-ups, I put it here because we at the Alliance, we only have one roll-up. And,
hola,
Intet. Hola. We only have one roll-up, and I think it would be important, we think it would be important to have at least one in at each room. So we think it would be a good use of some part of this support money to have another roll-up or one or two plus roll-ups to have one at the reception and one at each room. Not saying Europlan because we could use it, just saying Alianza if you agree.
And one piece of advice because we had a speaker's chair, in the plenary. But we didn't have a sign on the speaker's chair saying Rare Disorders Denmark, and we should have, because all the pictures we have of the speakers,
yeah.
they're just standing on the speaker's
yeah,
chair.
Yeah, but the roll-up, so usually it's
yeah.
nearby.
So have them, yeah,
so,
in the back or at the side, or just print your logo
yeah. Yeah.
like this and on the chair, because then you get some very good pictures that you can use.
Yeah, okay.
It's
so, we have one budget for the roll-ups. I think it's very expensive and we should ask for some others because
I can check the prices that we pay for roll-ups
yeah.
because it's the ones that I the prices that I that I'm used to is extremely cheap.
Okay. Because these
yes.
ones
roll-ups. The roll-ups.
Yes.
Meanwhile we have Lisbeth Depot that's also from the same committee. And Lynn is from Denmark.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
that's right. And Europlan and whatever.
Okay, so the roll-ups will then see the prices. The price I received is something like 360 euros for two roll-ups plus taxes. I think it's very expensive.
And printing?
Print.
360? Two?
Euros, two, yeah.
Two roll-ups?
Yes.
So it's more or less the debt prices.
Yeah? So it's 180 plus
I will check now, but it's around 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So having this, if we go back to number six, we had. For the posters and roll-ups printing, 300 euros there already with taxes, so it's not the real salary. We should have at least the 300. And also the price for printing 10 posters, A3 posters is 30 euros,
mm-hmm.
and A2 posters is 60 euros.
Yeah.
Do we want to print them or not? Last year's we have had only six or seven posters for the main hospitals. That's what we have printed last year. I don't know if we want that or if we only ask to send over by email the information. So it's this 30 or 60 euros plus taxes. We must decide to put or not, to use or not.
Os posters
for advertisement of the conference.
Não posso. Não.
Os cartazes. Não, sim, anúncios. Sim.
Os cartazes.
Ok. You work at Santa Maria Hospital. Is it. If we send a poster there, people will see it more than if it's sent over by email or not, because it's the, it comes to this. No. Okay, then I suggest that we don't print any posters, we just send them over by email, via email.
And then because you have to have several in the hospital,
yeah,
in the several departments that are related to
or no
diseases.
One will read.
And then you need to send in advance, it has to be approved by the hospital to be attached and so on. So it takes quite a time. But it's quite bureaucratic.
So we will send it via email and not print it. Okay. So instead of this 300 euros, we were talking about.
And what about the difference instead of
posting? It's already. We are having 500 leaflets printed, and 500 one-side papers.
Yeah.
These one-side papers were to be the program to give at the program the conference day. The leaflets, we were thinking to have the rare disease definition, some little information on the Europlan. So one side, something like the poster. With the support companies, with our name, our logo, and on the end, the date of the conference, and on the back, a little explanation on what is a rare disease and something like that, because it will be a third of an A4 paper, so we don't have much space. Okay, so do you agree with this? Because it's a leaflet so that people read can't have a lot of information or people won't read it, so okay. The site, people will have to make an inscription on the site for the conference, and we asked the company to include a note on do you need lodgement, do you need help on traveling expenses. And what I propose is that we collect this information and we have some information there, saying that we will try to pay for these expenses. So, but not making it compulsory for us. And then if we have 50 people saying that they need, we have money and we will pay for all.
Yeah.
If we don't have, or we could write down that we will provide this for the first sum. I don't know, what do you think?
I think if you make first come first serve, you might have the problem of diversity among the participants, because you probably want every part of the country and every disease and every society and so forth to be represented. So that might be a problem, I think, in the first come first serve.
Yeah, this is. We were talking about people who are from somewhere else, not Lisbon.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand. But do you have, I don't know your structure that well, do you have a number of societies as or organizations as members? Or do you also have individual members?
On the conference?
No, just
organizations.
But we are
inviting all associations, not only the ones that are member of Alliance.
Okay, because otherwise it would have been a possibility to say that we would pay up to two persons from each.
Yeah, but that's not the case because we have.
Okay.
I don't think because we want other people from other associations to come also, so it's not very fair to say, because this conference is to be representative, not only of the associations that are part of Alliance.
Okay.
So we want everyone to come.
So I have a disclaimer from you, saying that he's being evaluated on the sponsorship of the travel.
Because we have, if we find places for 50 euros, we could pay for 50 bedrooms and 50 traveling expenses. 50. But 50 is not much. I hope, I don't know how many people we will have on the conference. That's another thing that we have to decide, because later on today, when I speak to the subsecretary, I will have to tell him the maximum number of people that we will have, and I shouldn't tell him 300 and then we will only have 100, because they will have to find the places here at the parliament to host and to have all these people.
Honestly, I think if you have between 150 and 200, it's a major success.
Yeah, me too. But you don't quite have the budget for that, do you?
I doubt that we reach that level.
We don't have the budget for?
No, when I'm looking at the, maybe I don't understand it, but you have this slide
is,
number 6.
This is the budget for paying for everyone's, for half of the people's needing rooms and half of the people needing traveling expenses.
So you're saying you have this 50 limit, but we can have 200 participants?
Yes.
That just be 50.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the catering then you have to be seen.
Yeah.
But yes.
Okay.
For the catering and everything, we have money. Just to pay for the traveling expenses and the bedrooms, it's not that clear.
Maybe you should. it's a tough question, because it is also very important that people are not being put off by not having the money for,
yes,
you know, the traveling and so forth. But maybe you should put forward in the invitations that you have this 50. I don't know what free spaces, whatever, you have this 50, and please apply as quick as possible, because then you get the opportunity. If now one region is applying for all 50, you might say, no, that's no good, you know, we can do 10 or whatever. So you get into that kind of, instead of just a disclaimer, then people would not know if they would dare to register. I don't know.
Yes, we will have to decide it. Nós ainda estamos na reunião de steering committee, mas se quiser aguardar bocadinho, está bem? Obrigada.
But the previous for inscriptions is open, like that?
Yes, but the website is not up yet. They were to send it to me today so that we could see it and decide on it on this meeting, but they didn't send it to me yet. So
we don't have any.
Yes, yes. That's why we have to make a decision that we are going up to this. I also think that it depends on the agreement that we can make to the hotel with the hotels, because here in this last value, that's 1400, we are taking to account that we are paying 69 bedrooms and 69 travel expenses, but not at the same price. And I don't know if we go to a hotel and say that we are hosting 60 people, if they, instead of 75 euros, they will make 50 euros, I don't know. Because if they do, then the whole price will drop, because for the moderators, I take into account 90 euros, and for the other, 50. We already seen some hotel prices, as on another slide over there, and it's so it's slide number
11.
Yes. So this is the prices that we've checked online, And also calling the Holiday Inn, they told us that if we send them an email, they will let us know the best price they can make and if they are, if they have enough rooms or not. So I also think that if we come to the hotel and say we will have 15 bedrooms today, they will make us one price and we will have to pay for that, for those, even if they are not occupied. But maybe we will pay less than if we, nearby the date, we book only 30. You see? But I think that this is a decision that we have to make now. That we make today, because we have to commit to something. We, on the website, for subscribing, for inscriptions, we have to say what people are to expect, so... The other chance would be to tell people that we would give a support of an amount of money. Not for moderators, for those we will pay for everything, but for the others that we would give an amount of up to 50 euros. And then we would split the money for
everybody.
But I don't know if that's the best.
Who's going to handle the, who's going to handle when people sign up for the conference?
The agency.
The agency, that's very good, because it's going to be quite a large task. I think what I would do would be to say it's a maximum of 150 people at the conference. Also concerning the workshops, when you only have three workshops at a time, it's going to be two workshops at a time. It's going to be very, very huge workshops, if you will. I mean, it's not workshops, it's mini conferences, actually. So I'm not sure that the success criteria should be to get 300 people. I would say a maximum of 150, and then I would say that we can pay for 50, apply as quick as possible, and then people will have to get an answer when they apply.
And when I'm saying 50 is 50, apart from the moderators,
apart from
and
the
moderators,
reporters, and I would do that, because then you can avoid this, if people from one region or one society is signing up 20 people, you can say to them, you're welcome, but we can only pay 5. And in Olada's little on the so that you're not so absolute, and then people know what they are, because they're getting a yes or no email within a few days after signing up.
Okay. So Josh, do you agree with this?
Yes, I think exactly.
Okay, so we will so it will be a maximum 19-20 moderators, etc., and then 50 from the others. And probably not. We won't need all these moderators. I don't know. Depends on people from Oporto. Also, because we were thinking on 60 euros for traveling expenses, and maybe people who are from Coimbra won't spend all these 60 euros. So, because we are to pay only public transportation, we don't have money to pay for cars. So maybe people from Coimbra, they it's not this expensive. So what I propose is until tomorrow to send you all the having the number of invitations from each town, how many people are from outside, and then to validate this number of 20, okay? And to validate the numbers, okay? Do you agree that like this?
Uh-huh.
To validate all these assumptions that we are making, because we didn't have all the confirmations. Today we are to have 5 more people here in Lisbon, and in Oporto people didn't confirm, but they are to confirm, and they will probably do it nearby date. So okay, so this is closed. People who have been invited to either moderate, report, or animate the discussions. Yeah. Okay, so I think this is done. Regarding the catering, does any of you know a company that would make all the things for this price, or even less? Because if we have more participants, it would be more money. está a contar 15 euros.
15 por pessoa.
Yeah. And then we have 15 euros per person. No, that's something that we will think about. We think about it and then... O Jorge, tu fez a que não conhece, né? Jorge, tu doesn't know here in Lisbon. Do you know? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
I might ask. When we have meetings at the parliament, we yeah. have a catering service during certain time, and I can ask mm-hmm. who they are and how much that was.
Okay, great.
Back to that.
Okay, great. So, do you expect to have that information on this Wednesday later on?
Today.
Okay, great. So the catering. Okay.
The roll up 140 euros.
140 already with taxes.
No, plus the 18.
Okay, but it's 40 euros less than the other.
No, but one, not two.
Yeah, but 260. 140. Yeah. It's cheaper then. So it's. So I think it's to have
the and this is not the cheapest one, it's the quality is it's acceptable.
Okay, so I think we should go with that one.
Okay. Also another thing that I can do is also to put you in contact with my assistant. She has a lot of experience in organizing conferences.
Okay.
And we also have agreements with co-ops and so on for the entire
group.
Que ele entretanto foi saber o preço.
Ok, ok.
Catering
é 15 euros por pessoa. Ok, great.
Agora os 5:40 que eu vi.
We are still at the steering committee meeting, so if you can just wait for a while. Acho que vai ficar mais impaciente. Ok.
Estes 15 euros por pessoa do catering. É para os dois
livros. It's for one lunch. Vou virar para a Marta. Aqui. So it's for one lunch and two coffee breaks and welcoming coffee or something on the first day. 15 euros. One lunch and two coffee breaks. I hope we can get it for less than 15 euros. But last year we paid 12 euros for one lunch and two coffee breaks. So 12 euros. So I hope we can have it even cheaper. Okay, so this is closed. Slide 10. Do you think we should ask the parish of Lisbon for transportation from the hotel to the parliament?
Who?
For people? The Camara Municipal.
Ah,
I don't know if that is new because the hotels are here nearby.
The hotels are nearby, but if there are people with disabilities, that's another thing. Do you think that it's sensible to ask on the formulary of the inscription formulary if the person has a disability?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yes.
It's
okay, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm asking if we should ask. If we have it for free, we do have it. If we don't have it, we don't have it. But to ask for bringing people from the hotels to the parliament and
yeah.
get them here on time.
Yeah, because that might take a bit of time. I mean, we had the experience with the conference. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
You have to be here early on, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
So that's only valid for the second day, right? Uh-huh. Because on the first day people will arrive by their means, but... Okay, so we will try to
take
care of
that. But still, I think you should probably put in the program that people are welcome to be here up to like 30 minutes before or whatever.
Yeah, because of security reasons.
Like 10 for security, you have to do the check, you have to bring ID. And if 15 disabled people is going to be transported into a meeting room, it's not this room we're taking.
No.
It's very important that someone, one of your helpers, know the practicalities.
Yeah, but that's what we are. I'm going to talk with the Secretary General later on regarding all these logistics things. The main room won't be because the works will be there, because it's Friday morning. Okay. So, I think we've gone through slide 10. Do you have anything to add? So this 10th slide is the one that of the things that we have to talk with the General Secretary later on today. So so the reception, what are the timings and the documents needed for people to get in? The catering, if we can have it here. Consegue ouvir, Jorge?
Sim, sim.
Ok. So, if we can have them here and... so, this also parking. The parking... Parking. And there is also one thing that I was to put here and I forgot this. Lynn is going to make her presentation in Portuguese, in English. Should we try and find someone from a student, translation student or something to translate it into Portuguese? Will we do that?
For the professional community, but that
yes. Speak a bit louder so that Jorge.
Jorge, eu julgo para a comunidade profissional não será preciso, mas para os doentes. Para os doentes.
Sim.
One solution might.
Este é o que eu.
Sorry, but one solution might. Sorry, Jorge.
No. I'm just saying. I think we will need someone to make the simultaneous translation very quickly.
Yeah.
But one solution might be that I do my slides rather quickly and put in quite a lot of text, and then someone could translate them into Portuguese, and I can speak English, but the slides with a lot of text could be in Portuguese.
That would be nice.
Okay.
That would
be nice. I did that at the Belgian conference, and that worked quite fine. A few slides, not many slides, maybe like 10.
Okay.
Yeah, something. A lot of text, if it has to give any meaning that people read while I speak. So,
yes.
If the text is not very big in your slides, if the text is not very large, so they won't hear you. They will stare at the slides.
But it is a lot of text anyway, so I think that might be a way. And then I'll put in the links to the text in Portuguese because many of the documents
are in Portuguese. That would be nice. Mas, de facto, haver um tradutor, haver a tradução para as pessoas.
Sim, mas
faz
ser, nós
podemos.
Depois nós vamos
calling. Ok, so the parking spots for the cars also, and the translation. I was to ask the General Secretary if there is translation ability, if we are to find someone that will do it for a low price. If maybe a student would do it for the curriculum, no? Maybe we could find a student to do the translation for free for the curriculum.
Yeah, well, my husband.
No, no, the direct translation. See, yes, George.
Marta, you already have people in Coimbra, or we have several people here.
And also here.
So we need to.
Yeah.
To go to the second part of the meeting and.
Okay, so I think we can go to the second part of the meeting and then we can go back because this essentially the last slides are who is to invite who, but the
just one thing, Marta. I already commented with Marta last week, and unfortunately due to unforeseen personal reasons I won't be able to attend the conference on the 27th and 28th. So unfortunately, but these were unforeseen personal reasons. So I already sent an email to my colleagues from PIVAIA, from the Portuguese Biotech Association, asking who could replace me during the conference in order to do the moderation and so on. I'm waiting for the reply I sent yesterday, the email to everyone. And also next week we'll have a meeting of Pivayo, where I'll be together with also my colleagues, and we will find someone. Okay. Find someone. Yeah. At least a person that works with me who can replace me.
Okay. Okay. So I would propose that, as I was saying, the last slides were regarding divulgation, spreading the word. So if you have any contacts that you want us to get to, just send us an email. We will send it to the communication agency, and they will send the invitations over. Save the date was already sent, program, because we didn't have the venue. Now we have the venue, we have the final program, so we will send it over. Okay? So I think we can begin the second meeting, and then if we need, we'll get back to this. Okay? Aí vocês querem juntar-se a nós?
Vamos chamar as pessoas lá fora.
Pois eu já pedi para chamar o Miguel, porque eu não sei aqui mexer. Mas estão a ouvir-se todos, uns aos outros.
Mas é só que não vemos Lisboa e nós não conseguimos ver os que estão aqui.
Já tenho mesmo mexer. Miguel, vem aí. A mulher não vai estar a desligar qualquer coisa. Esperem só um bocadinho, porque ainda não começou tudo.
Não, vai agora começar.
And there was a lady in the past that now she's having rare diseases in Europe. Hilda Ferber. Actually, she's not Norwegian yet. But she lived a long time. She lives since 20 years ago, 25, in Copenhagen.
No.
President in rare diseases.
So falta uma pessoa.
She has a private relationship. I don't know her very well.
I like her very much. She's a very one of the best.
Ah, já temos.
Marta, I've got a hard stop at 5 o'clock, so I've got to leave more or less around 5 o'clock today.
Okay. Eu peço já desculpa ter trazido o bebê, mas isto... Mas...
Ah, já tive a alção para ver.
Daqui a descrever já disse perfeito.
Pronto. Portanto, de Lisboa. Não sei se já toda a gente... Agora perdemos a ligação com o Coimbra. Ai, Coimbra temos. Ai, Porto está é...
Ele foi buscar as pessoas.
Ah, pois, Fátima, peço desculpa, só agora é que vi o SMS.
Não, tudo bem. Eu
e não se
sei
para hoje, não, só para...
Não, tudo bem, mas ficou bem.
Ok.
É a Marta, é?
Sim, exatamente. Só agora é que eu vi o mail.
Ficou bem, só que o SMS bloco policial estava ali cá nele e eu só estava a fazer o meu trabalho, mas... Eu preciso do meu mail, eu preciso de sair. Eu acho que sempre preciso de sair.
Acho alguém que saiba o que é.
Se quer, pode apontar o nome das pessoas.
Ah,
Miguel.
Sim. Muito bem. Muito obrigada.
Obrigada,
amiga.
Sim, mas eu não sei se eles vão usar as duas salas. Porque a segunda sala era melhor, não era? Era que tinha o equipamento não portátil, não era?
Ah, pois é. Liga lá, Miguel, liga lá. Está bem.
Picture in picture.
Picture in picture. Tumba.
Depois tem o sinal. Tem logo o
também. Sim, está bem. Ok, muito obrigada.
Falta uma pessoa que nós tínhamos confirmação de 4
horas.
1 hora, 2 horas, 1 hora. Estou a ver só que a aplicação está a falhar no telemóvel. Vamos ver quem é que está.
Não, a imagem é aqui, nós estamos aqui, Coimbra e a Assembleia da República.
Aqui para lá.